Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
By Hartenstein. Crossover dribble sheds Jay Williams of Santa Clara. Bump by Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Curry comes back right. Chased by Jay Will of Santa Clara. Throws it out, and with timeout, the Warriors call a timeout with 16.5 to go. Stephen Curry just ate up the clock.
We should have played Sweet Georgia Brown.
Exactly.
The Globetrotters out there.
Now back to Willard. Now back to Willard and Dibbs. Take it away, Mark.
That's right. Your only turnover was on the delivery of our names, and that's just fine by me. That whole thing just felt great last night.
It did.
Like, I'm trying to think of kind of what piece of that. Like, it wasn't just a win against the team with the best record. It was sort of, for anyone who's been a Warrior fan for more than a minute, it was all of the little individual things that make you enjoy Warrior basketball and kind of make you feel good. But I will say this, and I hope that this isn't, and I'm not trying, no pun intended, pouring water on the whole thing. But I sort of get the sense that last night might be the lasting memory that we have of some of these players in a Warrior uniform. I know they've got a few more games, but that might be sort of, you know, the signature goodbye for a Looney or a GP2, something like that.
I got thoughts on that, and I know we got some business to take care of, but really quick before we do that.
Yeah.
The Oklahoma City Thunder honestly have got to be a nightmare for radio broadcasters. You have two Jalen Williams, and every time you have to address them, you got to say what college they went to in order to figure out who's who.
They got
to
come
Jalen Williams of Santa Clara, Jalen Williams of Arkansas.
Somebody needs a nickname.
It's a tongue twister.
Someone needs a nickname.
They call Jalen Williams from Santa Clara J-Dub.
Oh, J-Dub, fine.
They call him J-Dub.
So just do that.
But.
Just do that. J-Dub and J-Dub too. I don't know. Like, just start using everybody's full initials. You already got SGA. What are their middle names?
I don't know.
Well, let's find that out and figure it out. You know? Or it could be like what Tim Roy did a week and a half ago with Grady Dick of the Toronto Raptors, and he'd say, from now on, he's Grady. So one of them could be Jalen, and one of them could be Williams.
Speaking of J-Dub, yeah. Jalen Williams from Santa Clara, he was just named a NBA Western Conference All-Star Reserve,
exactly. Yeah. So someone called in earlier and was like, the Thunder don't have their number two because there's no Chet Holmgren. They have another All-Star on the team. Another All-Star.
Man, they are amazing.
They're fantastic. They're just fantastic. And SGA doesn't even make sense. I want to say that. Can I take 2 seconds on that? He doesn't make sense.
What do you mean?
Look at the NBA and their stars. And then if SGA walks into the room with that group, you're like, you're the one who scores the most. He is not overwhelming physically. He is not a great 3-point shooter. He
is 6'6".
Right, which in the NBA is like,
he's a big guard.
By the way,
big point guard.
He ain't 6'6".
He's pretty tall.
He could be listed as 6'6" all he wants. The same way Steph Curry ain't 6'4". Like, no, he isn't. He's a slight of build guy who's not a great 3-point shooter. He's just brilliant with the ball in his hands.
Was Steph ever listed 6'4"?
I don't know. What's he listed
6'2".
As? 6'2". Oh, okay. Then that's
my height.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm as tall as Steph.
Yeah, it's a pretty tall show when Dibs is out. It is. Sorry. All right. Let's go back to the phones. But it's time to give out the keyword, okay? You all been waiting. Thank you for your patience. Here we go. It's time to give out the keyword that you're going to need to claim a spot in the knockout tournament at Chase Center, which is coming up on March 3rd. Today's keyword is dribble. Shut up and use the keyword dribble. Sorry. The keyword is dribble. So sometime in the next 25 minutes. Ugh, don't call now, don't call now, don't call now, don't call now.
We already killed the line. Good. If you're trying to call.
The lines are off. So if you call, you lose. But when you hear this sounder again, that would be your cue to call the contest line. Mark down the contest line. 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. Do not call now. It will get you nowhere. But have that number ready to go and have the keyword dribble ready to go. Because when you hear that sounder again, the first person to call in and give the correct keyword is going to be knockout tournament participant number 12. And we're going to keep doing this every single day, every single week for the next 2.5 weeks. Morning, noon, and night, 8 a.m. hour, noon hour, 4 p.m. hour. Come play basketball with us on the Chase Center court and make sure you are tapped in right now and stay exactly where you are because that sounder will be coming up again very, very soon.
Can I keep something real with you, Mark?
Oh, that's the only way that I like it.
I know that's what you and Dibs like to do. I'll join in on the act
okay,
here.
Keep it a buck. What do you got?
We're talking a lot about Warriors trades, and they might have to say goodbye to some emotional players.
Sure.
It's going to be difficult. We're talking specifically Kevon Looney and Gary Payton and Andrew Wiggins. For my purposes, this is more so about Kevon Looney and Gary Payton. Wiggins is obviously a valuable basketball player on this team. He's their second best player as currently constructed, especially without Draymond and Kuminga available. Wiggins is a good player. He's not a great player. He's a good player. This is specifically about Gary Payton and Kevon Looney. And Steve Kerr talking about how much they mean to the locker room. It's accurate. I'm not denying it. I'm not in the locker room. I guess I don't probably know the extent to with which they have that kind of positive impact. But clearly they have a positive impact. If the Warriors or anyone out there are saying no to potential deals for fear of the emotional goodbye to Gary Payton and Kevon Looney, you just need to come to terms with one thing. You do not care about winning above everything else. You care about feeling good and being happy, which is fine. That you could do that, but just know if you are saying no to potential deals because you don't want to say goodbye to Kevon Looney and Gary Payton II, you're not prioritizing winning over everything else. Gary Payton II is a player who has only played more than 50 games in his...
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
His career once. More than 50 games in a single season in his career once. The one year it happened, the Warriors won the championship. We know that. But it doesn't happen all that often. Kevon Looney is the player who has been in and out of the rotation all season. Not because of health, but because Steve Kerr decided, you know what? Trayce Jackson-Davis is giving us more. Draymond Green at the five is working. And hell, he started Quentin Post over him last night. Like, I love Kevon Looney. I love Gary Payton II. And they are awesome Warriors. They will always be remembered as Warriors. But if you are hesitant to pull the trigger on a trade for a player like a LaVine or a Butler or a Zion or a Cam Johnson because you want to keep those players that make you feel good, fine. Just know you are not prioritizing winning basketball games.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. And I think that if you're in the NBA, you are aware of and used to the dynamic that leads to this. Let's say that you're Kevon Looney. You've been a teammate of Steph Curry's your entire career. You've never known life where you're not a Steph Curry teammate. How many years has Kevon played now? What are we at?
Is this the ninth year?
Eight or nine?
I'll figure it out
okay.
for you.
So you can play alongside Steph that long.
This is his 10th season.
Okay, 10th season. You can play alongside Steph that long and have that relationship and be the adult in the room and all the things that, you know, the core of our emotions, all the things that the Warriors have said he is. And then if you get traded next week, you know Steph Green lit that. That's a fact.
That's painful.
Right? But I think that that's their culture. They know this. This is what performance-based industries are like. And not all performance-based industries, because we're in a performance-based industry, but there's nobody on the air here that's going to walk into the boss's office and be like, make that move for me. We need to get better in the in such and such a time slot. Doesn't really work that way here, but in that world, I think you come to terms with that, and you understand that Steph Curry is not what he used to be, and he's getting older, and it's just like, this is the time and space. I think you especially understand it when your contract is expiring. Like, you become valuable because of that.
Especially in today's NBA, yes. With the new CBA.
Yep. So, like, I think that they've totally come to terms with that possibility, and I'm with you, and I think Steph is with you, and everybody understands the score. Like, one thing I've also noticed, being at least close enough to know a few things about how the inside of a professional sports team works, my God, it is unemotional. Mm. It is not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They are, I know Steve sounds it, and they are. It's not that they don't love those people, but man, they will cut you in a heartbeat or trade you in a heartbeat if for a second they believe that it makes the team better. It's just the way it has to be. Like right now, what do the 49er conversations the last 2 years have been like about Deebo Samuel? Like, maybe they still love him, maybe they don't, but like that goes from, boy, Kyle Shanahan fell in love with him at the Senior Bowl, and then he becomes his guy, and he's his best player, and Deebo this, and Deebo that. The second you lose a step, gone. Gone. And they will not even blink. That's the gig. That's the gig, man. So I'm with you. And I believe the Warriors are with you, too.
And, like, that's fun. You can feel that emotional tie, and you can want to be wrapped in the warm embrace of Kevon Looney for the rest of his career and GP2 and keep as much of the gang together as long as possible. Maybe you feel so emotionally wounded by Klay leaving that you just don't want to say goodbye to all that. And that's totally fine. Yep. But you then can't turn around and be frustrated by the team missing the playoffs this year when that happens.
I love that you brought that up. 650 just texted in the same thing, sort of speaking to all Warrior fans. If you can get over Klay leaving, then quite frankly, you get over anybody leaving as long as he's not named Steph. And I agree with that. I agree with that. Like, that felt weird for a while, and obviously the circumstances around it are different when someone leaves on their own accord as opposed to being traded. I know he was traded, but we know that he was leaving as a free agent. That does make it a little bit different. But that got wonky, weird, felt weird. Now he's just a Dallas Maverick. You know what I mean? It still feels different when you watch him play a little bit, but he's just a Dallas Maverick. That's just what it is. And everybody's moved on. He came back again. Did people remember that?
And he killed the Warriors.
He did, but like there were no sailor hats, no tears, no signing posters.
There was a couple sailor hats in the crowd left over from the previous visit.
Lucas, what did you call your little clam bake that you did outside Chase Center while we were doing the show? What was that called?
Klay Carnival.
The Klay Carnival. I wanted to call it the Clarnival. Nobody would do it with me.
Doesn't quite have the same ring.
The second time around, there was no Clarnival. It was just a Warrior game.
And he'll be here for a third time in less than a month.
Yeah.
February 23rd, when they retire Iggy's jersey.
Did they do that? Was that one of the reasons?
I would imagine.
Because Klay is there?
Yeah. I don't think that's a coincidence.
Let's go to Dirk in the city. Hi, Dirk. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. What's up? Big fan of the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
Sure. Let me preface what I'm about to say by saying that I recognize Steph is a one-of-one generational talent. Dre is in rare air himself, but in a different way, I suppose, which makes the topic feel untouchable. But Bay Area teams seem to have a history of proactively moving off their dynasty star players. Think Niners, Steve Young, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice. I know this is a delicate one for us, and I'm a huge Steph lover, but how do we know when it's time to move away from these guys?
It's a wonderful question.
It's an amazing question.
And Dirk, I don't think there's any one answer to that. In this particular moment, all I'll tell you is that my read on the Warriors and their fan base, they are nowhere near there yet with regard to Steph Curry.
I feel the same.
Yeah, I don't think they're there yet. And I love your 49er analogy, but let's throw that over to the Giants. You bring up, like, often in Bay Area sports, we move on from our dynasty players. Well, the Giants sure never did. I mean, I know that Brandon Belt and Brandon Crawford ended up wearing other jerseys, but I'd argue they wrung those paper towels dry, man, before any of them left. And Buster Posey never did.
Mm-hmm. Double-edged sword, right? You can get in trouble if you fall in love too long, but you also have to move these guys while the talent is still there.
Big time. Hey, Dirk, thanks for calling, man. It's a wonderful question. When do you know it's the right time to move on from a legend?
Well, I mean, everyone always throws back to the Niners trading away Joe Montana. It helps when you got Steve Young waiting. The Warriors don't have a Steve Young waiting. At least they don't think they do. The Giants certainly didn't when they re-signed Crawford and Posey and Belt to those contracts.
The Niners are definitely, historically, I should say, the most cutthroat of the group. They've been the least sort of shiny, happy people about it. Part of that is that's football.
Better to trade a legend a year too early than a year too late.
And football has the most roster turnover, and they've got a
salary. You're kind of forced to be cut.
Yeah, it's a salary cap league, and there's, you know, you cut players every year. Eric Armstead was on the show, on the station earlier today. He was on with Steiny and Goo. He's a great example. Eric Armstead's out there winning Man of the Year award. He's a great player. I know he was hurt a little bit too much there at the end of his Niner tenure. But, like, this is a guy who's performed for a long time. He's been to Super Bowls. And the Niners just waltzed in, and they're like, dude, pay cut? He's like, no. And they're like, okay, bye.
And then when he saw Fred Warner post a photo of him with Robert Saleh when Saleh was named the new defensive coordinator again, he said, dang, I'm jealous.
Yep. Yep.
Still seems like he'd kind of want to hang around here.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
If the money was right, obviously.
Well, I wonder. Like, I mean, I think we've all experienced that, right? The grass is not actually greener when you go somewhere else.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Well, and especially when your absence is in Jacksonville. Like, they had an awful year. They were terrible this year, and nothing went right. And the decision that Eric Armstead made, again, you could say he was forced into it, but the decision that he made was probably made in a moment of sort of an ego crisis. Someone walks up to somebody who's a proud, like, glittering veteran, and they're like, dude, pay cut. Like, most people be like, no. Especially if there's another organization out there willing to offer you no pay cut. You know, Kyle Juszczyk, they're not all built like that. He was like, sure. Like, I'm bothered by it, but, you know, see you at camp. Eric was like, no. And so you make that decision in that moment of ego, and I'm not saying it was a wrong one, but you do that, and then you've got to go live it. And I'm sure his experience in Jacksonville was very different than the experiences he had here.
They had a pretty bad year.
Yeah.
Didn't see, I mean the Niners did too, yeah.
But still different. You know, the cultures are totally different. They're totally different. And the Jaguars have been in a seemingly like an evergreen state of either coaching change or about to for like 7 or 8 years now.
Yeah, new head coach this year.
Again.
Liam Cohen.
It was almost Robert Saleh.
It was.
Maybe that's why Eric's jealous. It's like, I thought he was going to be my head coach. Now he's yours.
But dang, Liam Cohen had to lie to the Buccaneers about getting the job with the Jaguars.
Yep. Is that the way that went down?
It's a whole weird, crazy story.
I thought he was waiting for Balky to get fired, and then they went back to him, and he's like, okay, now I'll
look at
it.
That was part of it, but he had an offer on the table from Tampa to stay on as their OC, and they were going to make him the highest-paid coordinator in NFL history, and he was waiting to sign it. And unbeknownst to the Buccaneers, he was out in Jacksonville at another interview for the head coaching job.
By the way,
he had told them he was not.
I have no issue with that at all. I have no issue with that at all. You're going to ask me, I'm a free agent. You're going to ask me where else I'm interviewing? Kick rocks. That's my business. You don't tell me your corporate secrets.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, right? Do you tell me when you're about to fire me? I'm not going to tell you when I'm about to leave you. How about that?
Yeah.
I got no issue with that. My issue with Liam Cohen is that weird press conference where he started to yell Duval.
Yeah,
was awkward.
Really
weird. He said it way cooler than he could.
I was so uncomfortable. And I didn't even like the way I said it. There's still
he did it so bad that you didn't even know what he was doing. Like, yeah, it's their Duval chant, Duval County in Jacksonville. You're like, what is he doing?
Yeah, what is he doing? But also, like, and I'm sure most of our audience, you have no idea what Liam Cohen looks like. Like, just, it was, he's
doesn't
just
strike
like,
me as a football guy.
No, yeah. I know. He's like an awkward kind of like, he looks like your neighbor and he's smiley and like he has kind of pudgy cheeks and he's just kind of awkward with the way he talks. He's one of these guys that puts a suit jacket on and you're like, dude, the shoulders are too big. Like, that doesn't fit you.
Yeah, you got to get fitted
right for
that,
he's
Liam.
The opposite of Sean McVay. That's Liam Cohen.
No doubt.
Right? Anyway.
It's hard to say bye to franchise legends and the guys that have given you so many good memories through the years.
But it's harder for us than it is for the team. And I say that being like, except for they know the person. We don't even know these people. So I'm sure it's very hard for them to part with their teammate and their friend, and they're not on the bus or the plane anymore. I get all that. But it's just baked into their culture, man. They're used to it.
The other thing Steve Kerr said, and you'll hear it again coming up in a little more than 20 minutes, is essentially, that's a good reason why there's a separation. He didn't say separation of church and state, but you can think of it the same way. He's the head coach, and then you got the decision makers in the front office. Obviously, Steve Kerr has a hand in that.
Of course.
But
it's the classic car salesman thing.
If Steve Kerr was in charge of the roster decisions, he wouldn't have said bye to anybody because he loves everybody.
Steve is in this case, he's the car salesman who's looking at you going, look, I want to give you $5,000 off that car.
He could also play.
But let me go talk to that. See that shadow of a man around the corner in that office? Let me go talk to him. I'll be right back. And then they do a fake conversation for about 2.5 minutes, and they know when to shake their head and nod their head and sort of like put their hands up at the end. And then they come back out. I fought for you. Listen, the best I can do is $432 off. I tried. I'm with you. I want you to have that car. I want you to also be at the knockout tournament.
Let's go.
And there it is. Duval.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay. All you need to do right now is call the contest line, 415-523-4652. Again, 415-523-4652. The first person to get through with the correct keyword that we gave you earlier this hour, you are in to the knockout tournament on the Chase Center floor March 3rd. Again, the contest line right now, 415-523-4652. Keep trying. Good luck. And if you don't get through, then we're back at it again tomorrow, 8 a.m. on the morning roast, noon with Steiny and Goo, and then 4 o'clock again with me and Grandy as we wrap the week. And then if you don't get it that day, you try again next week, and then you try again the week after that. We've got 11 more days of three times a day after this one. Okay? So keep on listening for your chance to win. Also, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And as we mentioned, as Grandy just mentioned, coming up in less than a half hour, if you missed any of our wide-ranging conversation with Steve Kerr, that is still ahead right here on Willard and Dibbs.